Blog Talk Radio.
NYPA, it's time to start the show, so search for the squad and listen out for the promo with the West Wild Spitter, spin his web into a chokehold. Collins Oak coverage on the corner, make it unfold. 5 o'clock, who gives a damn of what your man is saying? We spitting live wireless, leave him shot with the gamma ray. Ain't no runner-up, cause it ain't the closest to candidate. I block the deep and you draw like Japanese anime. It's just us and the rest, news off the hottest press. Zone from the boogie down, Kyle Holt and Philly West. Reppin' with the legends, classic interview session. Politics, sports segment, live phone, call up a question. It's the NYPA, 95 connection, real people. Ain't no scripted cute call for directions. Just team on the grind, time till it's all perfection. Throw it past the satellite so you can catch reception. So touch ground with us, we kill challenges. I murder it for every number on your calendars. From west to the boogie down, they greyhound in this. We Google spot, anchor podcast, pocket this.
Welcome to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on Blog Talk. Got Kyle and Alonzo in a very beautiful spring day, wherever you are, at least on the East Coast and maybe parts of down south. It actually feels like spring. It's sunny out. Great day to do the broadcast of the show. We're going to get into it. A lot of things to get into. First, next week, which is flying by, is already May. So May 1st. Next week, the start of May, brand new music playlist. Some songs from this month is going to fall over to May, but overall be a brand new music playlist. Now, with that being said, in the month of June, the Spotlight playlist will return. Now, this is where the fun begins. Next week, I'm going to announce what categories for that Spotlight playlist, and this is where you guys get to vote, and I'll explain all that next week when I'm going to post it, what the categories will be for you guys to vote, and I'll run everything down on how it will work. So next week, announcement on the categories for the Spotlight playlist for the month of June. Also, with that being said of things to come, for now, we're going to remain on Blog Talk, but we're also doing stuff on Riverside.fm. Pop-up bonus shows with special guests. Will be coming soon, especially this summer, the same way with the Kwame interview. You're going to see pop-up interviews coming up throughout the summer through Riverside, which is now working with Anchor and Spotify. So we do something on Riverside, it's going to come up on Spotify as a video and on Anchor also. So they kind of merged together this past couple of days, and so it kind of works itself out. So pop-up shows coming soon with special guests. We're getting some dates confirmed and some guests confirmed, but it'll be popping up through late spring, early summer. It'll pop up. Not going to tell you who they are until you actually watch it. That's the whole surprise about, so you never know who's going to appear or what it's going to be, but stay tuned for that. Riverside of that film. We'll stay on Blog Talk just a little longer before we shut it down completely and make that move. Also, over the past year or so, we told you guys to always subscribe, download, enjoy, and let everyone know about NYPA Entertainment Radio. And you guys have been listening, been seeing the downloads, and been appreciated, appreciative of the whole thing. However, a few of y'all kind of are really not doing your job, per se. And let me explain something. We, on the show, We say things and we tell you guys to pass it on and so forth. Past 2 years now, we've been telling you about Mike Tyson. And I blame you guys because you didn't tell this one fool on JetBlue you don't fuck with the champ. Mike Tyson repeatedly punches man who harassed him on board JetBlue per report. A fight out of San Francisco International Airport turned violent this past Wednesday night when boxing legend Mike Tyson threw punches at a man who was allegedly bothering him on the plane. Tyson repeatedly punched the man whose assigned seat on the flight was behind the boxing legend. The man was allegedly left with a bloody face after Tyson hit him. This incident occurred at 10:30 p.m. after Tyson boarded a JetBlue flight headed to Florida. It was reported the passenger Tyson hit was, quote, extremely intoxicated and wouldn't stop provoking the boxer in his seat. A spokesperson for Tyson added the passenger threw a water bottle at the 55-year-old. Unfortunately, quote, unfortunately, Mr. Tyson had an incident on a flight with an aggressive passenger who began harassing him and threw a water bottle at him while he was in the seat, spokesperson mentioned. The passenger who harassed Tyson, 36-year-old Melvin Towson III, reportedly has a lengthy criminal record. Towson III was listed as a habitual felony offender in 2019 after he received a 25-year sentence for grand theft. The Punta Gorda, Florida native has been convicted of identity fraud, trafficking and stolen property, use of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance without a prescription. So what happened, a fellow passenger witness to the incident mentioned that Tyson did not appear angry at first. Things then took a turn, though after Tyson took a selfie with the man following the photo, the man freely kept trying to speak to Tyson. Tyson then visibly upset, told the man to stop trying to talk to him. The person did not. And witnesses say it was then that Tyson got physical. After punching the man several times in the face, witnesses claim Tyson then walked off the plane. Reports the man injured, the first man injured in the incident got medical attention and went to the police regarding what happened. Tyson was in San Francisco on Wednesday to attend the city's 420 Cannabis Festival in Golden Gate Park. While San Francisco police declined to immediately name the individuals involved in the incident and said two subjects were apprehended at the airport, later released. One of those subjects received treatment for non-threatening injuries at the scene but gave minimum details of what happened and refused to cooperate further with the police investigation. Now, I blame you citizens of the world that listen to NYPD Chamber Radio because we said spread our show. And if more people listen to the show, they would know you don't fuck with Mike Tyson, the 56-year-old former champ who's still the baddest man walking the planet. So I say this. I say this, and some of y'all are not going to like this, what I'm going to say. Unfortunately, let me explain this to you. When we, myself, Alonzo, and other minorities, African Americans, Hispanics, we see Mike Tyson, hey champ, how you doing? May we get a picture? Oh no? Cool. Have a nice life. Later. We don't stick around and start, hey man, what's going on, dude? And being all throwing shit at him and all that, because we know that that retired lion is still a fucking lion that can still attack you at any time. This man has a temper. He still has it. Might not be as bad as what he was when he was a kid, but he still has it. And he's in great, phenomenal shape. And you're going to go, hey, man, what's up? Hey, Tyson. Yes, he's a white boy. Yes, I said it. Yes, he's poking the lion. He's, hey, man, he's one of those guys at the zoo that, hey, get off the bars. You know those guys. Get off the, hey, man, get, stop messing with the lion. Hey, lion, take a shit out of my ass, man. He's that guy who's drunk and want to cause attention. Then he want to cry about it to the zookeeper that the lion took a swipe at his ass. Well, no one told you to play with the lion. He said, leave me alone. Stop it. Dude, I took the selfie. Stop. No. No. Nay, nay. He wants to poke him, and he got his ass whipped. Simple as that. No charges going to be brought up. When did you say you were bothering him? And on top of that, no, he was drunk. He didn't cooperate. They're going to brush it off like, dude. And the cop's probably like, you mess with that man right there? You mess with that man? And witnesses saw that you provoked him? That ain't going to happen to him, though. What do you think?
You know, did you see the video first off?
I seen the video.
The video was funny. That was funny. You saw him provoking Mike Tyson. Then it cut to Mike Tyson pounding down on him, like wailing on him. Then it cuts to him, you know, looking puzzled with, you know, his face bruised up, you know, bloodied, looking puzzled, like, what just happened? What did I do? Yeah, you got your ass kicked. That's what happened.
Got your ass kicked. Got your ass kicked.
You know, of all people, he messed with Mike Tyson. I don't think that he ever seen Mike Tyson fight in the ring. I don't think he has, because if he had, he wouldn't have provoked him like that.
No, he has. He's just an asshole. He's a moron.
You know, I met Tyson years ago when he was still at his prime in boxing. Did I provoke him? No, I'm not stupid. The dude is huge in size. Then he was, like, extremely huge in size. You know, he's not as big as he was during his prime of his fighting, but then he was huge. His shoulder was, like, two of me.
Mm-hmm.
The width of it. But this dude here, I mean, with a lengthy rap sheet, as they reported on there, he has to be a fool, you know, in my opinion, you know, that he has to be like a total idiot to want to mess with somebody like that. Now, what was he really trying to do? I mean, how intoxicated was he? Was he looking for a big payday? Was that a possibility of why he provoked him? Because he was looking for a payday?
It's possible. Or he could have just been a drunk moron. Sometimes you don't have to overthink or figure it out. It could be just right in front of you. He was just being an asshole. Period. That's it. Sometimes people are assholes to be assholes. There's no motive behind it. They are who they are. The guy's a felon. He's a con. He's like the whole list of things. And surprisingly enough, he's still walking around. But we all know why. So he's who he is.
Yeah, you're right.
Whether he's trying to get money or not, I think he was just an asshole. And sometimes assholes are just born that way. And you are what you are. You will be what you will be. You're going to do what you're going to do. And he paid the price.
Well,
and nothing's going to come from it.
Mark my word. I wouldn't be surprised that later on you're going to hear him try to file a civil suit against Mike Tyson to try to get some money out of him. I said it here.
The funny thing is, I don't think it's going to go far than a mile file, because too many witnesses, and even the police is like, he didn't even cooperate with the charge of the story. So he might try it, but it's not going to go past the desk of the lawyer. It's not going to go that far, because in the notes it clearly says he provoked it, and he would not cooperate. So you didn't cooperate, dude. Like, what, you didn't take it serious, and you're intoxicated, and you're a felon. They got a long list. So he might go for it. Somebody might talk him into it to go for it, but I don't think it's going to grow legs and run anywhere. I think it's going to be stagnant not make it far.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably not going to go far, but he's going to try it. He's going to try it, and it's not going to go far. It's probably going to be just thrown out, you know, of the courts. But he will try.
Right.
What an idiot.
Yeah. What a moron. And folks, like I said, you got to start telling people about the show. You got to tell people about NYP Entertainment Radio. You got to subscribe. You got to download. You got to share. You got to pass the word, because here you get the knowledge. You and this fool would have known. You don't fuck with Mike Tyson. You leave the man alone. Say hi, bye, keep it moving. The man is in phenomenal shape. He still can knock your teeth out. He can knock, boom, that's it. And he's lucky. I think Tyson pulled some punches on him. Because if he really wanted to punch him, dude would have been still out right now with a broken jaw and probably done for life.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I think he probably pulled a punch, realized, like, yeah, I can't nail on you like I'm in the streets of Brooklyn when I was a kid, because, you know, I don't know if it's going to be a lawsuit. So, but
he definitely pulled punches. He definitely held back on his punches. I'm sure he held back on it. Because he could have seriously hurt this dude. I mean, you got a professional boxer. When he went and did that exhibition fight and he fought Roy Jones in the ring, Roy said that his punches hurt. He said that he was hurt each time Mike Tyson hit him.
Right.
Now, this is coming from a person who is professionally trained to be hit, to take punches. His body is trained to take punches. For him to say that each punch that Tyson hit him hurt, he definitely held back on this guy.
Right.
He held back.
Yeah. He held back. He did. He really did. going from one airport to another, A$AP Rocky arrested at Los Angeles airport in connection with the 2021 shooting, police said. The arrest stems from a shooting that occurred in Hollywood November 6th of last year. Los Angeles, in Los Angeles, Grammy nominated rapper was arrested this past Wednesday morning at Los Angeles International. Detectives took the 33-year-old hip-hop artist, whose real name is Rakim Mayers, into custody on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. The Los Angeles Police Department said in a new release, A$AP Rocky had just landed aboard a private jet from Barbados when he was arrested by the LAPD, who waited for him to land, a high-ranking LAPD official mentioned. The arrest stems from a shooting that occurred about 10:15 p.m. November 6th. The LAPD statement said the rapper is accused of firing a handgun at an acquaintance who sustained a minor injury and later sought medical treatment, police said. He and two other men ran after the gun ran after the gunfire, police said. Except Rocky, RCA Records publicist, an attorney did not immediately respond to requests. Mayers was booked into the L.A. County Jail Wednesday afternoon and immediately put up bail for $555,000. He and his girlfriend Rihanna announced in late January that she's pregnant with their child. Now, you see, this is what we talk about. Here you are on a big platform. Your girlfriend is a billionaire, one of the baddest Jones on the planet. You're coming back from vacation in Barbados. You're chilling, having a good life. And because you can't get out that goddamn street life, it came back on you. And it's jeopardizing your shit right now. If this comes back the way they want it to come back, it might not be good for him. He can lose a lot in his career. This is where we always speak about leave that street shit alone. Leave it alone. You should not have your hands on guns. You're not a gangster. You're not a thug. Like, dude, you're in the industry. You are with one of the baddest joints walking the planet, who's a fucking billionaire. You're taking private jets from Barbados. Live the life. Enjoy that shit. You're about to have a baby. You know what I mean? You're about to be a father, and you're out here shooting guns and shit and think you're a thug in the street and running now. Was it worth it? Because your ass could be cut from a label. You could lose sponsorships. You could lose whatever because of this. Anything has been proven yet, but the fact that this is attached to you, it's a bad thing. And it's bad for your girlfriend, Rihanna, because her people might not want that stench on her. Because sometimes you're guilty by association. And they might try to, maybe not be seen with them in public or whatever. There's a lot of shit goes on behind the scenes. So because he thinks he's a true gangster and a thug, this is what you're putting yourself in jeopardy, and your girlfriend and your child, because you could go to jail. They could make an example out of you before having that. And I'm sure this ain't the first felony charge you ever had. So they could try to wrap all that up and put you behind bars for whatever, however long, because of that. You know what I mean? Like, the stupidity of this artist, though, we talk about all the time, right?
Yeah, it's definitely foolish, Lay low. I mean, if this was your lifestyle before you got into the industry, once you get into that industry, leave everything alone. All those people or entourage that you want to have traveling with you and all, that may be from the street because these are your boys that you roll with in the streets and all, let them go. Let them go. Because if it wasn't him, where they said they alleged that, whoever, the person who got shot actually alleges that A$AP Rocky was the shooter, What if it was somebody else that actually did it and he just pointed the fingers at A$AP Rocky? But it just, what I'm saying is that even if that's the case, these are people that you don't need to be around. Continue making your music, whatever business ventures that other business ventures that you have, continue working on that and keep rising. You're with Rihanna. She's a great businesswoman. She wouldn't be worth a billion if she wasn't. Learn from her. So you can be on that level. That's what he should be doing. Focus on your newborn is about to happen. You're about to have a baby. This is where you need to be. You need to be a family man now. and continue on with your career.
Yep.
That lifestyle, let it go. Let it go. Now, right now, you got to fight for your life now. You know, your freedom, I should say. Your freedom. Now you have to go to courts and all that stuff, spend all this money on lawyer fees and everything for what? For what? Was it worth it?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. You're right. At the end of the day, like I said, some of these guys got to leave that behind. And like Lil said, learn from your girl. You probably almost there, get some tips from her. You know, she's like, she's a young billionaire. And you're blowing it. From these antics like that, you're blowing it. That's just, it's ridiculous. So I'm sure more information will come out as time goes on. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a lot more stuff to get into, so stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
You just don't know what you do to me.
Bad.
Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your dances. Keep the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest victim to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one, word the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake, made his body shit. The high guy is 8-bit, the eyes smoke pink, rap terror, 4 chrome and terror. Five by the rivers, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy, 50-95, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suit filled the room. To whom it may concern, junior mafia is a click. I have my honey total buses.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I seem to think of only you. Yeah. Oh yeah. Never think of for a moment, baby, that you be thinking of me. Thank you.
hair when it's down, say don't pull it back. You think I should grow it out, but I like it short. You prefer me in the skirt and these baggy jeans, and you don't like all my Jordans, so you buy heels for me. I only do it for you, I'm not comfortable with it. What do you do for me that you're not comfortable with? Tell me I'm one in a million, but you don't like me the way I am. Diamonds and pearls, the bees and the birds, give you the world, that's what you deserve. I think in my body is all that I'm worth. That's your definition of girls, but I'm not like that. Sorry that I'm not like that. Sorry, but I'm not like that. I'm tired of trying to be what you want me to. I get my nails done just so you approve. Me, why you do whatever you want to? Cause I love you the way I am. Diamonds and pearls, the bees and the birds, give you the world, that's what you deserve. I think in my body is all that I'm worth. That's your definition of girls, but I'm not like that. Sorry, but I'm not like that. Sorry, but I'm not like that. Sorry, but I'm not like that. Love me the way I am, just hold me. Tell me everything's okay. Please don't leave me.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on Blog Talk. Remember, if you can't catch the show live, you go on demand on Blog Talk or any other platforms. And or if you don't know or you need to tell a friend, subscribe, download, enjoy. And like I said, and maybe that fool would have not got beat up on JetBlue if y'all told him to listen to NYPA Entertainment Radio. We got the facts here. We tell you like it is. The straight shit. He would not have bothered Mike Tyson if he listened to NYPA Entertainment Radio. We've been telling y'all for 2 years straight. Don't mess with Tyson. The man is in phenomenal shape. Right. That's all I got to say.
That's right.
So we're going to have to take this to a sad moment. We're going to talk about DJ K Slay.
Yeah.
And you wanted to discuss that too. But I'm going to start off. Let's talk about DJ K Slay, what happened and so forth.
Yeah, DJ K Slay, he's been known around, you know, the industry as the guy who, you know, the mixtapes. I mean, he put a lot of artists on, you know, artists who just wanted to be heard worldwide and all. And he took the mixtapes, he took their music, put them on his mixtapes, and you know, it brought him to that next level. You know, I know, well, there's an artist who were a guest on our show. You know, I consider him as a family on the show now. Q the Prophet, you remember him?
Yeah.
Q the Prophet. He reported on his page that K Slay gave him an opportunity and put him on one of his mixtapes.
Hmm.
And because of that, that, you know, got him nominations for many awards. When he put him on there, he was actually, I believe, the first Christian hip hop artist to be on K Slay mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he gave him that opportunity, and you know, that brought him to that, you know, next level and got these nominations and all that stuff. But you know, when I first heard that K Slay was battling COVID, you know, a few months ago, and you know, I didn't know that he was still battling it all this time. You know, I thought that, you know, he overcame it and, you know, he was okay. But unfortunately, he wasn't okay. He was still battling it, which ultimately took his life at such a young age. You know, it's like we're losing a lot of our legends out here. Losing a lot of our legends, and it's, you know, it's crazy because, you know, I listened to a lot of DJ K Slay mixtapes. A lot of his music was on point. You know, he would get a bunch of artists. Like, I think one of his tapes, like 50 artists, 50 of them, you know, on one song, on one song, 50 artists, all of them had their verse to perform on it. And it was hot. When I say hot, it was hot. And when I mean hot, it was great. You know, for those who don't know, K Slay was living under a rock for so many years. Was living under a rock for those who don't know who he is. It's a true legend. This guy. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to double that. 110 on one song. 45 minutes long. Or maybe like an hour long. You can catch that on YouTube. They were talking at the time they talked last December because they were finishing up 200 Rolling Deep project, like 200 artists on one song.
You've
been on a ventilator since December, but prior to them catching COVID and all that, they were going to put 200 of the Rolling Deep. So 50, 110, 200. DJ K Slay was that boy. He was that cat. It's like I said, like Joe said, it's losing our legends and icons and don't want them to go out like that from COVID. He's still a young cat and you know, the complications from COVID and, it's a real thing. People don't want to believe that it's a real thing. And, you know, he may not be here, but his music will live on forever. His innovations are, like we said, 50 Rolling Deep, 110 Rolling Deep, 200 supposed to be coming out. And just other classics for DJ K Slay. So I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to find something to add to the music playlist for May, from something from DJ K Slay as a little tribute to him. So I'm going to look up some. It's going to be hard to find because he had a lot of great stuff to put on next week's music playlist for the month of May as a little tribute to DJ K Slay, passed away age 55 of COVID battle. So we'll move on from there. Zill, what else you want to get into?
You know, we spoke about DaBaby on the show numerous times, you know, and despite, you know, just what, last week, a couple of weeks ago, we had an intruder go, you know, climb over his fence and all, and he shot him in the leg. You know, he's known to, you know, pull a trigger on people. He mentioned a while back where an intruder broke into his home and he got into a gun battle with them and hit one of them. That was one of his interview where he talked about that. But he can't seem to be, you know, get out of his own way for some odd reason. You know, I don't know. As we say on this show, you know, the street life, it sticks around with certain people. They don't know how to let go. Reportedly went down, in North Carolina, you know, there's footage of the North Carolina putting hands on his own artist that has gone viral. Mm-hmm. And it reportedly went down at the backstage of the Colonial Life Arena in Columbia, South Carolina, where the baby was scheduled to perform in Spring Jam. The rapper is seen swinging and on his artist, who goes by his name, Wisdom. I've never heard of him, Wisdom. But the kicker is that Wisdom is signed to DaBaby. It's unclear if this happened before or after curtains went up, but in any case, you see a guy who strongly resembled DaBaby walking by, a larger man who seems unsuspecting. All of a sudden, the shorter dude, which they reported as DaBaby, quickly turn around and unload on the other guy, apparently connecting his artist, who said to be... Wisdom, as I mentioned earlier, squares up immediately and even throws a jab himself before long they're broken up by security. There is no doubt when more details come to light of what exactly led to the incident, it will be filled to the brim with the utmost struggle and tomfoolery. But we speak on this all the time on the show about, you know, people who come from the streets and live, you know, certain lifestyle before they become famous or be successful, and they can't seem to let that go. And they gonna screw up their career. Like right now, DaBaby is he's his own enemy right now. He's his worst enemy right now. You know, he's going around want to be this tough guy. Shooting people, fighting people, especially one of his own artists, not long where he was banned from everywhere because he was speaking about what it was, gay people, gay and lesbian people, you know, when he was speaking on it, he was banned from it. And, you know, he came out and apologized and they lifted it. Now he's about, you know, back to performing, making some money. Now he's blowing it again. He's continuing to be his worst enemy, but Twitter, you know, went in on him, where one says, if Def Jam ever came back out with a fighting video, DaBaby will be the hardest person to beat. Another person says, DaBaby tried to knock out his artist backstage in a concert. What do y'all think happened? You know, and it goes on and on with a lot of people just from Twitter just writing, you know, of, you know, their thoughts of, you know, what went down. One says DaBaby tried to knock another dude out. And I saw the video. I saw the video where appear to be DaBaby looked like he was trying to walk away, but then he tried to sucker punch, so he spins around to throw a hell, you know, a real, like he walked, turned, and swung on the dude. And you can see where it connected, but then the dude threw his punch. And I don't know if that connected back at DaBaby, but by then, you know, the security jumped in and stopped it. It stopped it. Now, is it squashed? Or is the dude going to take revenge on it? Or
No,
I don't know.
There's no revenge. There's no revenge he can take on it. Because trust me, he's not going to go after the baby at all. He's just annoying the world. What it was, if anything, it is got to a heated thing. Instead of handling like a business person or a man, the baby got to show who's tough. You don't attack your employee, so to speak. If he out of turn, he's like, yo, we'll handle this another time or whatever. That's a bad business move overall. And we just said that. General, you build yourself up, you bust your ass to get to this level, and then you're doing stupid shit like shooting at people and fighting in public and fist fighting in public and all that stuff, and you're losing more money than you're getting, believe it or not, with all the legal fees and all that stuff. At the end of the day, if he doesn't stop what he's doing, the baby is going to be, I hate that name, by the way, the baby's going to be done. He's going to be passe. He's going to be a nay-nay. He's going to be done, out of here, because no one would want to do business with him if he continues it. You're attacking your own artist. For whatever reason, you struck first. You attacked them. You are
right.
A businessman. You call your company a billion-dollar baby. You call that entertainment. Act as if you are a CEO. You are an owner. So, you know, a real boss, a real whatever you want to call yourself, well, handle another way. So it's stupid, but like you say, he can't get out of his own way. He just cannot. Like, now you need to just lay low. Do what you got to do, make up with this cat, talk to him, squash it. I think it's bigger than what it is. It's just, you know, two people just had a disagreement. I don't think it's because everyone fights. Everyone has an argument, whatever. Because of who he is, I don't think it's a big deal per se. You just got to squash it. The guy is still probably under contract with him. He just got to squash it. Be a boss, go to him. Yo, I mean, attack you. Let's work this out, whatever. That's what you do and put it past it. Because otherwise than that, no one's going to work with you. No one's going to want to sign with your label if you're attacking your artist. That's not a good look, period. So, yeah. So there's that. I don't know what else to say with the baby. He's a fool.
Yeah. He's going to lose everything if he don't straighten up now. I mean, whoever his advisors are, they need to really – you know, pull him to the side and talk to him and say, you know what, you know, you're going to lose everything if you continue to, you know, do the wrong things. I mean, you're pulling triggers, you know, shooting your gun and fighting people. It's not worth it because all that behavior is going to catch up to him. It's going to catch up to him. He's going to go out there. He's going to confront, you know, someone. And they're going to take him out.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that doesn't happen. You know, I don't wish nobody no ill will on that, you know, but if he continue doing that, eventually he's going to run into the wrong person, and that wrong person is going to be the bigger person and take him out.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's going to get locked up for a long time for his, you know, all the silly stunts that he's been pulling lately. I mean, come on, DaBaby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got a career going on right now. Focus on that. All that other extra curricular activity that you're doing, it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Not at all.
I don't know who these people advisors are. These people advisors are from the hood, too?
Probably so, yeah. You know, you got Man and John from around the corner become their business managers. You know, I mean, have no real business training. They just know how to count money and deal drugs. Hey, you deal drugs in the street and you count money. Come on, Man and John, come on, join us. You know, Pookie and Boo Boo and whatever, some shit is there, probably his publicist. Like, come on. Like, dude, you bust your ass to get this far and you just blowing it. You're blowing it. Period. You're blowing it. All right, now.
Indeed.
I'm gonna get you riled up. I got a reboot alert.
Oh, gosh.
Reboot alert. Woo, woo, reboot alert. Here we go, Zoe.
Yeah.
Here we go,
Zoe. Yeah, please don't.
All right. Here's a reboot from a classic 1992 film.
Oh, gosh.
Okay?
All right, go ahead. Shoot.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. They're rebooting White Men Can't Jump. Woohoo! Come on, Zoe, high five. High five, Zoe. No, all right. He's still there, man. Be that way. Be that way, Zoe. Don't give me a high five. White Men Can't Jump reboot. And coming out. So he high five me. He just left me hanging. All right, Zoe, leave me hanging. White Men Can't Jump reboot. Cast Cinqua Walls to star opposite Jack Harlow. Cinqua Walls, anyway. The upcoming White Men Can't Jump reboot, co-written by Kenya Barris, has found its second lead. Cinqua Wallace has landed the lead role opposite the previously announced Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow, of course, is the white guy who's going to play Woody Harrelson role. 20th Century Studio film is being directed by Climatic with a script from Kenya Barris and Doug Hall. Barris is producing through the Calaboo Inc. Society banner along with Blake Griffin, Ryan Khalil, and Nolan Weinstein, who are executive producing through the Mortal Media banner. The reboot classic 1992 sports comedy starring Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson, with Rosie Perez sees Carlo in a role similar to Harrelson in the first film, and Walls in the role of similar to Snipes. Production has yet to begin to start. Go!
Listen, first off, I don't see White Man Can't Jump as a classic anyway, so I could care less if they reboot this.
I love White Man Can't Jump.
I could care less if they reboot this because I just didn't see it as a classic film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like the film, don't get me wrong, but I just don't see it as a classic film. So if they reboot it, so be it. You know, I'm not going to watch it anyway because I just didn't see the original as a classic. You know, again, I watched it, White Man Can't Jump with Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes and Rosie Perez. I watched it, you know, I liked it, but I just never seen it as a classic film. So they reboot it, so be it. Let them reboot it. You know, I'm not going to watch this new reboot anyway, so I'll continue watching the original.
I'm not
a big fan of reboots. I'm not a big fan. I mean, there's some reboots are pretty good. There are some reboots
like
that actually are really good, like, you know, Scarface.
That's the go-to one. Go past that. Because no one knows about the original Scarface from the 1920s. What's another reboot?
Yeah, it's not that many. That's the one that I actually liked, the actual reboot, because I saw the original, and then I saw the you know, Al Pacino version, which was, you know, really good. But it's not many that I care too much.
But no one considers that a reboot because no one knows that what that is a reboot. Unless you're really into film and cinema, you don't know Pacino's Scarface is a reboot from the original one. No one knows that at all.
Yeah, the original one was all Italian.
Right,
for those who don't know, the original was Italian.
And it was all set place in the 30s and 40s. I can't remember when it came out. You know, so technically that's not really a reboot because they don't see it as a reboot because now people don't realize that. All they know is the Pacino version. That's it. That's all people really know. And to go back, like what you said, White Man Can't Jump, classic, great chemistry between Snipes, Perez, and Harrelson. Funny as hell. Great movie. I love it. I don't like reboots, period, because certain things you just can't get back. It's not about the script of the movie. It's the era you do it in. That's the key thing. Sometimes when movies are made at the right time, right era, it's just what it is. That's also a key thing, is that at that time, it was meant for that time. When you reboot, it's just, to me, it's lazy writing, lazy creativity. We will reboot. Reboots are easy to do. All you're doing is taking the same thing and make it current. That's it. That's lazy creativity. That's lazy writing. That's corny. Because right now, you're shooting yourself in the foot when you do reboots. I really like reboot movies. Some TV shows I kind of like the reboots too, but it takes me a while to get into. But overall, reboots as a whole, I suggest not to really reboot, because if you're going to reboot something that has been noted to be successful because it made money, or people like me who think it's a good movie, a classic movie, whatever, it doesn't – you're already killing yourself coming out the gate, period, because you can do the comparisons. And that's not what you want. You don't want to do the comparison. You want to stand alone. But it's hard to stand alone because
all they know is
the original one.
Right.
You know, it's all they know. That's all they know. So it's – I don't know. But this is what Hollywood does. It does lazy creativity. Instead of doing something organic or original, they want to just like, oh, let's just do something simple. Let's waste some talented people's time and reboot something.
That's what I'm more of a fan of. I'm more of a fan of people who can create, you know, who could come up with something new to the table and create something, you know, and put it out there. As you say, it's a cheesy way to pull something that was already done years ago and then, you know, rewrite it and do it and put it back out there. That's a cheap way of doing it. There's a lot of people out there with creative mind. A lot of people with creative minds out there. Utilize them. Utilize them. If you're tired of using the same people to write movies, if you don't think that that's being creative enough, there's a lot of young, hungry writers out there that got scripts for days. Give them that opportunity. Yeah. Read some of these scripts. Let them get
that's
out
true.
There. Let them put on, make it into a movie.
Well, that's true. You got a point. All right, so we're going to take a break. We come back. We still got some stuff to get into. Stick around, as always. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Come on. in Texas, please. Fold them, let them hit me, raise it, baby, stay with me.
I love it.
Love game, intuition, play the cards of spades to start. And after he's been hooked, I'll play the one that's on his heart.
Her face.
I wanna roll with him, a heart that we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun.
Pop her face.
I won't tell you that I love you, kiss or hug you, cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promises. Check this hand cause I'm mom.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on Blog Talk. Joe, what else you want to get into?
Well, we spoke about the incident of Will Smith, Chris Rock situation, and of course, you know, Will Smith, you know, laid low for some time, but he has been laying low since March 27th when he, as we said, and we spoke about in the show earlier, you know, that he slapped Chris Rock in the middle of the 94th Annual Academy Awards. Since then, he resigned from the Academy and has been banned from the Oscar for the next 10 years. But it looked like Smith is either getting back to work or simply embarking on much-needed vacation. The former Fresh Prince of Bel-Air actor touched down on a private airport in Mumbai, India, early this week. Although it's unclear what he's doing so far away from Hollywood, paparazzi and fans alike were ready for him to the moment he landed, shouting his name and asking for photos. Several fans on Twitter drew their own conclusion and suggested Will Smith was in India on a spiritual retreat. As one person wrote, Will Smith left India today. He came to India just to get an advice from his spiritual guru how he will control his anger before his anger controls him. Shortly after the slap heard around the world has been commonly referred to, Smith issued an apology on Instagram, writing, violence is
violence in all of its form is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at the Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. So it goes on and on. Will Smith, there's been reports earlier that, there's trouble at home, that there's been a Splitsville between him and Jada. That's the rumors that's going on right now, that they're both are separated right at this moment. But, we haven't heard from Will's mouth, and we haven't heard from Jada's mouth yet, that they are, in fact, split up right now. Those are the rumors that's being reported, that the two are no longer together, that they're living separate lives right now. If Will Smith did go for a spiritual retreat, then good for him. Maybe that's something that he needed to, get away from all the, the harassment, because I'm sure that, Boo were, coming to him asking questions, why, and, seeing it on the news, the paper, social media. So I'm sure he got a way to get away from all of that, so he can just, get that spiritual, I need to come and I need to get back to who I am as an actor, as an artist, this is what he probably needed. Should he come back soon? Only he can tell. I say continue to lay low for a little bit and then come back and get back to work. But I'm hearing that he's getting a lot of offers right now with new projects, since the unfortunate incident at the Oscars, that a lot of writers are getting, giving him a lot of offers to, work with him. So what do you think on this? You think that it was more of a spiritual retreat for him, or it was just that he just didn't want to hear all the nonsense that's been going on? And he can't really get away from that, to be honest.
Back with the writers, now I've probably got a lot of offers because you can get them cheap now. Remember, he doesn't have the demanding price anymore. That's probably why I got the offers. Like, he's cheap now. The
right.
20 million plus is out the window. So they're like, shit, he's going to be desperate to take some type of offers for their film, period. I'm not getting to all that spiritual stuff. I don't know. Like I said before, I'm not Dr. Phil. I'm not what I don't know. Get away. If you want to get away to relax, people, again, we look too much into stuff. Well, it could just be a blatant vacation. That's it. That could be just what it is. It could be just a blatant vacation that he needed. All that spiritual wandering and looking for up the stars and wondering what's going on, the quasars and moon. We all speculate, and that's the problem right now. Let's look at what he did. He took a trip to India, period. Maybe that's what he just wanted to do. He had a long stretch, something recently. He could have had this plan for a long time. He could have had this plan a year ago. For all we know, it probably was already planned. We don't know that. We the fact that he pops up, oh, spiritual guidance, he's confused. He's in the dark.
Right.
He doesn't know what to do with himself.
Right.
He could have had this plan a year ago. For all we know, to go to India this time, this year. For all we don't know that. People just like, oh, yeah, I was going to get one because he's rich and famous. He could have already had this circle on his calendar, like, all right, I'm going to go to India, relax, just a vacation in general, before he even knew he was going to smack the shit out of Chris Rock. We look too much into it as society. We look at something we have no explanation for. We add our own caption to it. And then the rumors start flying.
Right.
Oh, he and Rich, they didn't go with him. And that's what's messed up by society. We all in everybody's business, and since we don't know, we're going to tell our own story. We're going to put our own caption on it. No one said it was a spiritual thing. No one said they're divorced and it came out their mouth. Everyone wants to speculate. Everyone wants to have the gossip. Oh, you got to gossip. I got that gossip. I got that tea. Got to spill the tea.
Right.
When you don't know
right.
exactly what came out their mouth. So I can't say. I look at it for what it is. He took a vacation. That's it. He went to take a vacation. And what you said is true. He'll never, ever, ever live it down. It could be 20 years from now, and they're still going to ask him about it, because that's a black eye on his career. When it's all
right.
said and done, God forbid, Will Smith go, you know, go join the Lord, pass on. All his accolades would be phenomenal, but that's the one thing that's going to stand out. That's the first thing they will say. When, if you know there's a lot of great people who passed on, who made mistakes, they can't leave that out. Oh, we got to point out the mistakes, by the way. We can't say he's a, you know, he's a solid human being, did this, this, and this. Oh, but controversy, they did it to Kobe. They're going to do it to everyone. They did it to Michael Jackson. They did it to Prince. They do it to everyone. We always got to bring up the bad shit, period. We can't just let that go. We can't just chalk it up as, hey, they fucked up. They whatever. We always got to throw that in there. And we always have a habit of putting captions in places where they feel as though it needs to be placed because they don't have an answer. So, I don't know, though. Like I said, that's what it is. My man took a vacation that may have already been planned, in my opinion. We don't know. We both don't know. No one really knows. So, I say good for him. And hopefully the offers he get are good offers. But like I said, it's a seller's market now, so to speak, to sell scripts for him. Because now, to him, because it's like, dude, your value went down. And
it went down.
Yeah, it went down. So yeah, the offers, we don't know what these scripts look like or what the scripts coming in, but they're like, hey, we're going to need a job eventually. And not the A++ guys are not going to be with him because right now he's tainted at the moment. So let's bring in like the B+, B- and C+ scripts in there and see if he'll do this for some cash. Nice, cool 5 mil, 15, 2, whatever. So hopefully, eventually, like I said, as it's quietly going away, it'll come back up because Chris Rock hasn't spoken. He hasn't spoken yet either. The trailer for the Red Table Talk that Jada does with her daughter and grandmother premiered this week. The rumor and innuendo is somehow they may bring it up, but not with him. They'll just bring it up. And I'm like, you can't bring it up without him if he wants to. But at the same time, I think everyone's waiting to hear from Chris Rock first.
Yeah.
And then Will Smith probably will follow afterwards. So it's not completely over. We won't stop talking about it until Chris says something and Will says something. It'll die down right when it gets real quiet, right in the summertime, and we're not really thinking about it. Then Chris Rock will appear and bring it all back up, and then Will continue it, and then it'll die and fade out. And keep it, and that's it. And it'll just be a mark there, period, until next year's Oscar when they bring it up again briefly, then fade out going forward.
Oh, of course, But – speaking of the Red Table Talk, there's rumors going around that saying that fans want is requesting for that to be canceled. You know, there's rumors going on about that, you know, they're calling for cancellation of the show.
You know, those morons need to cut it out. It's not that serious. It's not that. What is that going to do? Withdraw the smack from his face? What is that going to do? It's not going to change nothing. What does that do? Like, these are morons and idiots. Like, why? Why, cancel? Why? What did that show do to Chris Rock? What did that show do to you? It has nothing. One has nothing to do with the other. It's a one-on-one thing. That's it. It has nothing to do with any show should not be canceled, whether it's Bel Air, whether it's Red Table Talk, whatever it is. It has nothing to stop. Stop, people. Stop, you fucking morons. Stop it. Leave that show alone. It has nothing to do with anything. The show did nothing to you. Just say you don't like the show. Just say you don't like Jada. Just say you don't like Will. Just say that. Don't say, well, you need to cancel that show. Why? What's the logic behind that? What did that show do? Why? What, cancel them all together? Why cut off their income? Why, because you don't like them? That's a personal thing, Zoe. That's a personal thing.
Right.
That show has nothing to do with it. What do you think?
I agree with you. It is a personal, you know, situation. But you know, rumors is rumors. That's what I say. Rumors is rumors. You know, until they come out and say, you know, like when I said about the, you know, the rumors about the, you know, divorce or, you know, the separation and possible divorce, there's rumors going out there. But again, unless they actually say it out their mouth that this is what's happening, that they're separating and they're filing for divorce, then, you know, rumors are just going to be just that, a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not facts. It's just a rumor until it comes out of their mouth.
That's true.
So everybody's going to have their take on something.
And even then, it's still a lie. You know why? Because no one's going to believe them. See, it doesn't matter what they say. It's a matter of what everyone else says. Because if they say it's not happening, oh, you're a liar. Well, it's their life. And the critics and so-called friends and fans, we know more than the individuals that's living their life. So even if they come out saying, like, we're not divorcing, you liar. You're lying. Because it doesn't matter what they say. It's a matter of what everyone else says. That's how everything is built on. You're
right.
At the end of the day, you are always will be guilty until proven innocent. You know what I mean? You're guilty.
This is true.
You're always guilty. You're always going to be guilty. So, though, they could be, like, dude, they could not be at all. They'd be like, we cool, y'all, what y'all talking about? And no one's going to believe it because the next story is going to be, well, sources says they're lying. But it's like they're telling you that they're not. But the sources are telling me
this is what the public wants.
Yes.
The public wants to see a breakup. They want to see that.
Yeah.
So they're putting it out there because they're pushing for it. That's what they want.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, there you go. He summed it up right there. This is what they want. This is what people, I hate to say this, love negativity. They love the more negative than positive because it's juicy. It's the tea. Got to get that tea. Got to sip that tea. You got to spill the tea. They love that shit. They love it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want positive. You can't live off a positive. That's why the negative is big on the social media, and the positive is, oh, a couple of lines real small, and it's over. That's it. Fine, read the fine print of the positive. That's what drives us. And then it's unfortunate, but it's the truth. It is, you know? All right, what drives us right now is some more music. We come back. We got a little more things to get into. We wrap things up here. NYPA.
Bring the beat in. Whenever you're near.
knocks to all my doors. You thought my heart would be destroyed. Look around cause I'm chillin', boy. What you goin' get your lawyers for? I make my dough in just one show, you know. Your lawyer should've let you know when you sue me, you gon' be broke, you know. Ain't no way that you can bring me down, even. Any chick that you stick is real season. Before I need you, I bet you don't need me. You ain't want me anyway, you wanted to be me. What made you think I keep you round? Well, I work my ass off and you just lounge, huh? You slump, bump, son of a gun. And how much you worth? I think negative done.
Stop cheating and breaking hearts. Baby, leave alone, sex pistol. Father ran and everything that fucked. No substance, just my love. So why you feeling all the girls behind? You got a CC, one track mind. Work in your pocket where you think you'll find. Who's going on with you tonight?
Oh, you're gonna give it to me. You're gonna give it to me. You're gonna give it to me.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio. Let's keep this thing going. Tekashi 6ix9ine sued. We want $20 million for your concert no-shows. Tekashi 6ix9ine is bragging he's back on the music scene and flashing tons of cash, but he's also going to be back in court because a streaming service claims he ripped them off and bailed on two concerts. Tekashi has been hit with a lawsuit for $2 million filed by Stream Music, an app that streams live shows, and says they arranged for 6ix9ine to perform two shows in Hollywood in December 2021, both of which the company would stream live. In the document, Stream Music says it paid Tekashi $150,000 to play the shows and promote the gigs on his Instagram. The company says the rapper went silent in early December when they tried to get him to create the IG promos, and ultimately he blew off both scheduled concerts. According to the suit, Tekashi finally resurfaced in January, and they made a new deal rescheduling the concerts for later that month. You know where this is going, right? Stream Music says 6ix9ine went MIA again, ignoring 7 letters they sent trying to get him to fulfill the contract, and he never performed. The company's got to be very interested in a video Tekashi posted late Thursday. He just so happens to be counting out $2 million in cash in his driveway and bragging about his lifestyle. The video's most likely intended to be a jab at the rapper and his rap rival Favio Foreign. They've been beefing about who's the real king of New York, but Stream Music's got to see it and think that's our cash. Tekashi's being sued for breach of contract and fraud. His attorney, Lazaro, said we have no comment at this time. Tekashi has not been served with any legal papers, but best believe them shits is coming. So if you sign a contract and you didn't honor that contract, you're going to give up that money. Let's stop there and back up. You stupid fool. These dumb, young, stupid morons. Why? Why would you record your shit online? Why? Why would you do that, you dumbass? So now you can't go back and say, I don't have money, when you just up there playfully putting the shit in the driveway because you're a fucking moron who want to show that the biggest dick between you and the other cornball. Like, you're stupid. He's so stupid that I don't understand. Like, he's so stupid that he's beyond stupid that there's no word for his stupidity. That's the way it goes with him. Like, what are you doing? Why are you, like, you just giving ammo to the other side and showing that you have the money? Now you got to get that money up. You got to give it up because you signed the contract. And they might not serve legal papers now, but believe their lawyers are going through it and with a fine-tooth comb and dot the I's and crossing the T's and get ready to serve you and your stupid-ass lawyer who made that stupid-ass comment because you're a stupid-ass. Dumb stupidity, these young rappers. Zoe, what do you think?
Yeah, he's definitely going to get served with that. As you said earlier, anytime that you sign a contract and you don't honor that contract, it's what's called a breach. It's a breach. They can come at you, and now, if they do serve him that paper for breach of contract, he's going to be coughing up a lot of money and showing video of him counting all his money. It probably wasn't the brightest thing to do, especially after not honoring your contract for whatever reason. Now, I'm sure that he's got a million excuses of why he didn't honor the contract, which we'll probably hear later on, you know, his version of the story of why, you know, he didn't honor the contract. You know, he'll probably say something like, you know, I never said I was going to do this. I never signed anything. They'll probably say something like that. I don't know. But if he did sign it and you didn't honor that contract, the money you've been counting, you're going to have to give it up. Possibly more. Give that money up and more. Not worth it. So, Tekashi, I don't know what you're doing with yourself. I know that, you know, a lot of people is after you right now, and you're walking around out there in the streets, which is another foolish thing that he's doing. He's walking out in the streets with no security, and he's bragging about it. I'm walking out here. I don't have no security around me. I'm going to the supermarket with no security. You know, he's basically, to me, what it looked like, he's taunting. You know, the people that's after him. If you're going to get me, I'm out here. I don't know what this guy's doing. He's living this life that, you know, I guess he doesn't care whatever happens to him. Because for a person who got out of prison, as what they say, snitching, and he didn't lay low, he's back out there doing the same thing that he was doing that landed him in prison, he's not going to learn. I don't think he'll ever learn.
Mm-hmm. There you go. What else you want to get into?
T-Pain, he's kind of upset with, it appears he's upset with Dallas right now. He calls out Dallas fans for low ticket sales, allegedly. T-Pain has had the streets singing his song since 2005 with his release such as Sprung, I'm in Love with a Stripper, Can't Believe It, and more. There's no doubt that the singer will always be loved in the music industry. however, the bartender rapper recently called out his fans in Dallas after reviewing the sales for his ongoing tour, where he noticed the percentage was really low for his show in Dallas. On the tour, this is in quote, on the tour, we do weekly tour updates kind of thing, you know, and we send out this little spreadsheet of the percentage of tickets we sold each city, in each city, T-Pain told fans on TikTok. In quote again, I got to tell you, man, there's only one question. What the fuck, Dallas? This is in quote. In quote again, Dallas, what are you doing? Y'all don't fuck with me? What did I do? Let me know what I did. What's going on? Unquote. This is what he added, allegedly, as the percentage numbers reach 26% sales. That's low, 26%. I wore cowboy hats many times. I used to raise horses. I feel like I'm a part of the city. I've worn a cowboy hat or two, regular Cowboys and Dallas Cowboys. End quote, Dallas, get your head in the game. Buffalo, you're next. The rapper wrote as Buffalo can be seen with a 39% ticket sales. This is crazy. Now, I'm looking at the ticket sales on here. This has San Francisco as, you know, some of the cities are selling. You know, like San Francisco has 72%, Los Angeles 100%. So they sold out there, I guess. Phoenix 82%, Austin 61%, Dallas, of course, I said earlier, 26%, Atlanta only 45%, Tampa 61%, Orlando 62%. Let me go down to Buffalo 39%, New York 81%, surprisingly. Guess how much Philly ticket sales in Philadelphia? Your neck of the woods.
40%.
40%.
Well, he's caught. Well.
40% ticket sale in Philadelphia. So, I mean, you know.
Is he the only act? Is it like an all T-Pain concert?
It doesn't say if he's the only act. I'm assuming he is the only act. He probably bring out, you know, surprise guests here and there, but it doesn't say that he's sharing the stage with other people.
All right. So it's a T-Pain, put it this way. You're not hot like he used to be in the mid 2000s. It's not a draw. He's not a draw. And it depends on the venue. Now, the venues where he's like 89 and whatever, it's not the Garden. It's not the Staples. It's not Wells Fargo. These are probably like small clubs, small little venues, because he's not pulling in what he used to pull in. Fans are fickle. And I don't know if he dropped anything recently that is new, but the auto-tune shit went out the windows in the 2000s. We're in the 2010s, as they say.
Right.
The era is, in terms of that, it's not what it was. So he's not drawn because it's just like, you're not hot right now. You're just, that's just what it is. People are fickle. You know, sometimes they love you. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they want to hear the auto-tune shit. Sometimes they don't want to hear the classic. Sometimes they don't want to spend their last X amount of dollar between a T-Pain concert or a nice dinner out with their lady. I'm going to a nice dinner out with my lady. I'm going to get some ass later on. But you take a T-Pain, you ain't get nothing because she's going to be pissed. So nix that. That's what happens. You know what I mean? So it's just, he's not, don't have the drawing power anymore.
Right.
In my opinion. If he was him along with other people, okay. But it's not, it's just him. He just doesn't bring that draw out. And like I said, he's not selling out arenas and stadiums like he used to. It's probably nice little lounges and clubs and whatever, smaller venues and theaters and shit like that.
He's not that artist like some of the, you know, legend. Like Jay-Z, he can get out there and he can still sell out, you know, arenas and all that stuff. He can do that,
yeah, that's
you know, because it's Jay-Z. So you're not on that same level as him. I mean, yes, you had hits. You had songs that they played on the radio on a continual basis. But you just don't have that pull as such as Jay and some of the other artists out there, you know, the MJ, the Prince, all them. You don't have that same pull. You know, some people questioned his singing ability back in the days. Some people had questioned his singing ability. They believed that he can't sing without auto-tunes.
You know what's crazy? He actually can. That pisses me off.
He can.
A couple years ago,
he can.
Someone that, anyway, I remain nameless, send me something, because I'm not a big fan, and it was a clip of him at the piano, and he can sing his ass off. And I'm like, dude, use that voice. Why are you auto-tuning it? He actually can sing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can sing. Not sing like
I didn't
he can sing.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
I didn't understand why he was using auto-tune when he can really sing.
I'm like, you can really sing. Like, he really has that. And I'm like, I like this version. Use that voice. What are you doing? So he found a gimmick that got over at the time. And after a while, it fades out. And, I mean, people are just fickle. They like you. Some don't. Some do like you. Some people might not want to spend, you know, actually $100 or so to hear you play the hits when they go on Spotify and hear that here and there or whatever.
Right.
And put Spotify, that's one of our homes. So, you know, there's that. So I like one or two songs by him. I'm not a huge T-Pain fan. I like one or two, and that's it. But, you know, I get it. I get it. I get why the numbers are probably low. So, to say, again, times are hard, man. Some people, like I said, this just don't have the money like that. It could be that, too. So it could be a lot of things. It could be a lot of things. We'll play one more music break. We'll come back. We're going to wrap things up here on NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Hot and dangerous. If you're one of us, then roll with us. Cause we make the hipsters fall in love when we got our hot pants on and up. And yes, of course we does. We run in this town just like a club. And no, you don't want to mess with us. Got Jesus on my necklace. Like the world is art.
never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes,
oh, yeah,
and have a big fine car, oh yes you do now, do you think I can afford to give you my love?
Oh,
you
yeah,
think you're higher than every star above, Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love. Poor girls cry when they try to keep you happy. They just try to keep you satisfied. Mr. Big Stuff, tell me, tell me,
who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love.
NYPA Entertainment Radio live here on Blog Talk. We're going to wrap things up. Don't forget, as always, you can catch this show live every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk. And not on Blog Talk, we have other ways of to listen on demand from other platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and so on. Don't forget, next week, new month, brand new playlist. Some of these songs may fall on the main playlist, but overall, this is a brand new music playlist, and I will make the announcements of the categories for you guys to vote on for the Spotlight playlist for the month of June. So that should be a lot of fun. And as always, like I said, don't forget pop-up surprise shows on Riverside.fm, which is now a partnership with Spotify and Anchor to show videos and everything. So that's going to be a lot of fun in the coming months through the summer. So like I said, just confirming some dates and times for some people, and the pop-up shows will be coming to a platform near you. Everyone, let's get together. Let's tell everyone about NYP Entertainment Radio. So your friend, like that fool on JetBlue, don't get his ass whooped. You got to be informed. We inform you on what to do, how to handle stuff. He would have got his ass whooped if he listened to us. He would have known, hey, I listen to NYP Entertainment Radio. Colin Lonzo said, don't mess with Mike Tyson. And he would have sat there in the drunken stupor and landed safely with a smooth face. Now he walked out with a lumpy face. That's what you get. Let's do the shout-out, Zoe.
Yeah, that's right. Shout-out to everybody who continues to listen to us here on NYP Entertainment Radio. We definitely appreciate y'all all. Continue to share. As I say every week, new music, new topics you want us to speak on, hit us up at nypaentertainment@gmail.com. nypaentertainment@gmail.com. Always remember to spell out the word entertainment. Shout out to Kyle, Philly, New York. Golden Nets. Hopefully they'll win a game if they haven't already. Philly, y'all seem to be moving strong. So let's keep this going. As I said, continue sharing, y'all. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Definitely share. This is Face You Save May Be Your Own. The face you save may be your own. No punches. You know what I'm saying? Listen to us. We'll get your ass whooped. Shout out to everyone near and far who listened to download NYPA Entertainment Radio from New York to Philly, globally. Everyone, thank you for the support, for supporting this show. We really appreciate it. Be safe. Look out for one another. Be nice. I know it sounds cheesy, but that is the truth. Then I think, sidebar, I think the Nets will get one in tomorrow. I think they'll get at least one. That bum-ass Simmons is not going to play, but that's why we got rid of him. On this end, we got to finish out Toronto tomorrow, so James Harden needs to step up and so we can take them out and move on. Everybody, be safe. Love one another. See you live here next week here on NYPA Entertainment Radio. Show's over.
Yo. I'm not a preacher. I just like making good music. The show is over. The show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I dropped to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blinds of rain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why isn't me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company. I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen. Still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose who's win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose. These niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. The show is over, the show is over. Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by, but I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number nine. I'm just drifting away. These dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I seek to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the good and the evil, the benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I've built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing, ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars I bear are reminders of battles that I've won, lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture my morals of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl, regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world. I'm just looking to be enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over.